He says to him, Hisalech lefonai behei samin ve'ed nabrisi beniyu benecham. Perform the mitzvah of Mila, and you'll be tamim, you'll be complete, and I'll make a bris with you. Why does the Torah use a double lashon? First it says, Hisalech lefonai behei samin, it gives the tzivui, and then it says, ve'ed nabrisi beniyu benecham. It sounds like the bris is something extra beyond the basic mitzvah of Mila. What is this extra bris? Says the Beis Halevi, there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Mila. On one level, the mitzvah of bris Mila comes to remove the arla, to remove a mum, a deficiency, from the body of a Jew. But at the same time, it's also something positive. It's coming to add a maila, a tosefes kedusha, to the guf of a Jew. Chazal say, on the one hand, Mu'usahi ha'arla, sheneskanu b'hakusim, that the arla is a mum, it's a davar mos, it's something disgraceful. The goyim are characterized in a negative way. The goyim are called arelim because they don't have a mitzvah bris mila, they don't remove the arla from their bodies. From this maimer Chazal, it would appear that a bris mila is simply taking away something negative from the body. But on the other hand, Chazal also say, gedola mila, shenichrisu alei shlosh esrei brisas. The Mila is a great thing. It's something special because there are 13 brisos made over this mitzvah. The word bris appears 13 times in the parasha of Mila. From this Maamar Chazal, it sounds as if bris Mila is something positive. But it's not a contradiction. Because the mitzvah of bris Mila really is both. It's both a sur meira and an ase tov. It involves the removal of a mum, of a deficiency in the body, and it's also a tosefes kedusha. And the proof is that there are two parts to the Maisa mitzvah. And each part symbolizes a different aspect of the mitzvah. First, there's the removal of the arla, cutting off of the arla. That's definitely sur meira, removing something negative from the body. But there's a second part to the Maisa mitzvah mila, and that is the priya, which is the pulling back of a second layer of skin. The priya doesn't involve removing anything, so it can't be sur meira. The priya is a special sign. It's a special oath that's made on the body of a Jew to identify him as being different from the outside world. It's this second aspect of the bris mila, the priya, that we refer to in the bracha that we recite after the bris. We say that tzav chosam ba'os bris kodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of bris mila as a chosam, as a stamp, a sign that we put on the body of a Jewish boy to identify him as being different. These dual aspects of the mitzvah bris mila are alluded to by the Medrash in Shir HaShirim. The pasuk says, "Mayofis u'manoamt, how pleasant are you, Klal Yisrael, how beautiful are you." The Medrash says, "Mayofis bekilayim u'manoamt betzitzis, mayofis be'arla u'manoamt benetarevai, mayofis be'mila u'manoamt bepriya." These three groups of mitzvos all have an aspect of sur meira and an aspect of asei tov. Kilayim is a mitzvah slow sasei, but tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei. And in the context of tzitzis, kilayim as well might be permissible. Arla is a mitzvah slow sasei, the first 3 years, the fruits of a tree are asa, they're asa b'achila, they're asa b'hanoah. But then in the 4th year, we have the mitzvah of netar avai, to take the pears up to Yerushalayim and to eat them there. And bris mila as well. Mila is the sur meira, taking off of the arla, but priya is the asei tov. The Tosefes Kedusha that's in a bris. Says the Beis Halevi, this is the meaning behind the double lashon in the pasuk. Hishalech lefonai v'heyei samim ve'ed nabrisi beiniyu v'enecha. Hishalech lefonai v'heyei samim refers to the removal of the arla, through which a person achieves a sense of shleimus. He takes away a mum from his body. But the special bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is expressed through the priya, which adds Kedusha, adds a mila to the guf of the Yisrael. And that's why the Etna Brisi Beinu Veinecha is written in the future tense, because according to one sheet in the Gemara in Yevamos, the mitzvah of Priya wasn't given to Klal Yisrael until after Yitzias Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu didn't get that mitzvah, it was only given later. So that's why it's written in the future tense. What's the meaning behind the double lashon, the two aspects of the mitzvah of Mila, the Mila and the Priya? I think the answer is that the mitzvah of bris mila teaches us that while we have to keep in mind the importance of sur meira, that certain aspects of the physical world, certain behaviors should be avoided, At the same time, not everything is bad. We can elevate the physical world. We can also have a Tosefes Kiddush. As the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Deis, if a person fulfills the Maimar Chazal, the Kol Masecha Yiyu L'Shem Shamayim, if a person eats and sleeps and works for the right purposes, for the right reasons, then everything he does, even the most physical activities, can have a stamp of Kiddusha. Everything he does can be a mitzvah. This is the unique perspective that the Torah gives to Klal Yisrael through the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That the physical world doesn't have to be avoided completely, but rather it should be sublimated. It should be used properly with a sense of Kiddusha. In that way, a person can elevate everything he does. Good Shabbos.